Welcome back.
Yo! Yeah, it's your favorite DJ, DJ Hexmob, coming back at you with another banger. I hate that word, but I'm going to say it anyway. I hate that word, but I had to say it anyway. You know, it fits with my title, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like I kind of get the title of favorite DJ. I don't know about you.
I can say banger too. No, everybody tune into mine at 8 a.m. You know, I be kicking it. Everybody love me. Everybody love a DJ Hex one.
All right, you win this round.
Okay, but today's topic is childhood shows. Woo! So what are you guys' favorite childhood shows from back in the day?
So I know Big Chuck and I were talking about childhood shows. Peep.
Yeah. Peep and the Big Wide World. I grew up watching that one. That was a fun one. I remember it was a little chicken. He was just like a little... ball.
Do you mind explaining, like, just like what Peep is, though?
Yeah, I was about to do that before you asked me to do what I was doing. So anyway, Peep, ow, my elbow. Peep was like this, Peep was this little like chicken guy, but he's just like a circle, and he had the red piece on the head. I don't remember what those are called, but he had like the little red piece on his head, I'm pretty sure. And he just had like little stick legs with the three little sticks coming out like bird feet. And he lived in this can because like the first episode was about, oh man, I just got birthed and I don't know where to go. You know, he just came out of the egg and he doesn't know where he's going to go. But he finds this can after he spends like the whole time looking for somewhere to live, and he hides in there. It looks like a tin can of beans or something. I don't know. I like to think it's beans because I like beans. Beans.
I like the fat blue one. I don't know his name, but I
Duck.
Like
Yeah.
What was the red one? The red one always Chirp. Had attitude.
The red one was Chirp.
I love Chirp.
She was so sassy.
I like the fat blue one.
The fat blue one. I would be the fat blue one. I'd be like, man, get away from my pond. Time for my 3 o'clock spa day.
Have any of y'all like watched PBS Kids?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yep. I remember, I think Wildcrats was on there.
Wildcrats. What was I think his name was oh, it was the green one. What was his name? I had a crush on that one.
I can't remember.
What was his name?
One of
Martin?
Them was Chris. And well, yeah, I think so.
No, wait. No, Martin was the blue one. Chris was the green one. I had a crush on Chris. He was, yeah, I ain't even going to lie. Cap. Chris was fine.
I ain't going to lie, Cap.
But no, yeah, I had a huge crush on Chris. I love Wildcrats. And then the funny one. He was the ginger. I don't remember his name.
The ginger.
Yeah, he was ginger. He had like, okay, so it was Chris, it was Martin, and then it was the one girl, and then it was that other guy that worked with that one girl, and he was ginger. I don't remember his name, but he was like the one always getting into trouble.
He was like the lazy one or something like that.
Yeah, he was like the one for
he was always snacking grief. Or something like that.
The girl I don't was like remember
the one
this.
Actually keeping everyone in line. She was the boss.
Yeah, I liked her. She was awesome. Have y'all heard of Word Girl?
Yes, no. I used to love Word Girl. That was one of my crushes when I was a kid.
Word Girl.
It was Word Girl.
I like
What
Word
is
Girl.
World Girl?
World Girl.
World Girl. I don't know what you said.
Word Girl.
Oh, Word Girl.
It was a vocabulary show.
Yeah, it's basically learning words and
I probably learned like half my vocabulary because I was simping over her.
Same thing with
Charlie.
Have y'all heard of Super Y?
Yes, I have.
Super Y. I like the oh, what she was? She wore red and purple, and she kind of looked like Wendy.
like the restaurant.
Yeah. She had her little red braids in, and she had like roller skates, and she had this little bag, and I think she carried words in it.
That was a spinoff of the guy, the green guy, who I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't know their names. I remember that now.
Yeah, Super Y, something like that. That one for some reason made me think of Word World though. That one was so
I love Word
fun.
World.
Y'all, I don't
World
think World. I had a childhood. I don't remember any of these.
I like the pig in Word World. Yeah, I don't know what it was named pig.
Yeah, they were just called pig and they like made a word. I thought that was so clever.
Do y'all know that show oh Lord, what is it called? I had it on the tip of my tongue and now I lost it. Ruff Ruffman with the dog.
Oh, that sounds familiar. I don't think I watched
it. It was the dog and then there was the cat. I don't remember the cat's name, but it was the dog and there was like real people and like the dog or not the dog, but like the people would go out and do like this community service thing and then the dog would like
that sounds familiar.
I know, right?
Hold on, I need to look it up. It's been a hot minute. Me and my sister used to watch that show all the time.
Makes me think of the dog. I think his name was Dudley and then there was like the cat and they were both like secret agent spies.
Okay, Ruff Ruffman and his friends solve science problems and answer questions through experimentation. So basically, it was like a science.
That sounds like Sid the Science Kid.
Like,
I remember him. The big fat yellow guy.
Yeah, Sid the Science Kid. Yella. I love Sid the Science Kid.
Did you guys,
Sid the
Science Kid was did you guys watch Weston Woods?
What is that?
I have never
mind. Never mind. That was my childhood, Weston Woods. I mean, they're just like little cartoon animations, so.
People.
Yeah, there's like Curious George, and then
Curious George was mine. I love Curious George. Curious George. Curious George was so big for me that he is literally the main inspiration for like a good half of my music interests these days.
Oh,
like
interesting.
Jack Johnson did the music for that. He did the music for that movie. And I was like, oh, wow, I like this song. And now I was like, I wonder, I watched Curious George again at some point later on when I was a little older, like in the tens range. And I was like, oh, I like that song. I wonder what else he's done. And then I like just spiraled into liking all of his songs, like Banana Pancakes. I like that.
Banana Pancakes.
Making banana pancakes. Pretend I guess the week.
So did you watch the ones where it was just like, going off Curious George, the animations, or did you watch the ones that they were drawing?
I think I watched both.
Oh, okay.
I think I've seen both of those.
I love the animation ones.
Those are so good.
Have y'all seen this show? It was on. Okay, do y'all know what Nick Jr. is?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds familiar. So there was a show, and it was called Dino Dan, and it was about this boy, and he talked all about dinosaurs and would kind of like time travel back in time and like name all the dinosaurs. I remember specifically the T-Rex episode. That was my favorite one.
Oh, that makes me think of Dinosaur Train.
Yes!
That too.
Dinosaur Train was good. Dinosaur Train!
Okay. The thing about Dinosaur Train, so you know how the mom pterodactyl and the dad pterodactyl had three eggs,
yeah,
and then two were pterodactyls and one was a T-Rex?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened? The mama must have cheated. Because why? Why you got three eggs, one's a T-Rex, and then the two are pterodactyls.
I'm like, pretty sure happened? Somewhere in the intro it showed like
no,
an egg falling off.
It didn't.
I'm pretty sure there was one, though. Like, yeah, there was a backstory about like, why that
yeah.
Well, if there was a backstory, then like I don't know.
Very clear difference but at this, in the eggs, at, I'm pretty sure.
At this moment in time, she cheated, because why is there three eggs and one's a T-Rex? No.
In a intro. We don't bring real life situations.
No. Listen. In the intro, it shows them in the mama going into the nest and the three eggs hatching, and then one's a T-Rex, and nobody questioned why she got three babies and one of them's a T-Rex.
Your child's different.
Because everybody else in that show knows that ain't physically possible.
But like, with this, no. It don't make sense.
You're goofy.
It don't make sense. I'm not goofy. Speaking of goofy, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I love Mickey Mouse.
What was the one? I wouldn't call him like a villain, but it was also like the species Pete was my favorite.
Pete was funny.
I liked Pete.
I liked his voice. Funny. Oh, hello, Mickey. Something like that.
And then there was Daisy.
He looked so unamused. And
there was Daisy and Donald and Mickey and Minnie and Pluto and what was the professor's name?
Oh, he was a duck too.
Yeah,
and he had the like the classic science beard with the big old
white
hair and stuff. I can't remember, mm-hmm. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Go there. Let's say, like, you know what we're talking about.
No, I do. I actually listen to him.
Oh, no, huh?
What about Arthur?
Arthur? I loved Arthur.
I didn't
every
like...
Every day when you walk down the street.
That one. Something, he turned into a meme with that scene with his fist. Oh, yeah,
I loved his sister.
His sister was so mean.
Oh, I loved her. She was amazing.
She was very sassy.
I love her. DW, I love her.
Sassy.
She was great. What's another show?
Reading Rainbow.
Oh, Reading Rainbow. Rainbow.
Someone got to sing the intro.
Oh, I don't remember the intro.
Like that one little.
Come
line,
on, sing it again.
Reading Rainbow.
Take a look.
There you go.
It's
you
in
go.
A book. Mm-hmm. The Reading Rainbow.
There we go.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was singing that just the other day. I forgot it like on the spot, but like I was singing that along Betsy's Path just like a couple days ago. I was just looking off at the
snow. I just liked all the cooking videos he did. I'm gonna be so honest.
Do y'all know that show? It's on PBS. It's called Cyber Chase.
Yeah, I think I do.
Sounds familiar.
Maybe seen like one episode, but I played the video games. Like there's like
video games.
If you go on back in the day before Adobe Flash was Adobe Flash was still a thing, you would go on pbskids.org and like you could play like all the games based on the shows, and Cyber Chase was one of them. And there was one game I'd always click on it. It was where like you can make beats out of like little sci-fi techno sounds or whatever. That one was cool. That's and I'd cool. always make a beat. It was great. And then I played that Wildcrats game where you like discover all
I think I remember the Wildcrats game.
I love the wild crab scramble. I tried to go like there in the ocean and go to like the very bottom of the ocean, but they won't let you go to the very bottom of the ocean.
This is starting to make me sad now because I used to watch wild crabs over there at my nanny's house, my great grandmother, and she died just recently.
Oh no!
And I'm like, oh no! I had to go over to her house and we picked through her stuff, which kind of felt wrong. Going over there and like taking what we wanted out of her stuff, and I was like, man, she like just died. This feels kind of wrong, but free stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I guess if you look at it that way.
But yeah, again, you know, not literally. But yeah, I was over there and I remember being a kiddo, sitting on the couch or on the floor, watching up like wild crabs, you know, eating some like snacks or something. She'd be like, "Can I get you something, sweetie?" Something like that. It was fun. I remember that. That was nice. That's how I remember wild crabs is in her living room, she had a bird clock, and every hour it would go off and make a different bird noise, and then it was always freak me out because I'd be like, "Where's the bird?" And then I'd be like, oh yeah, it's the clock.
Have y'all seen that show, Fresh Beat Band?
No.
Oh my God, Fresh Beat Band. So basically it was four people. They were teenagers, I think. There was a drummer, a keyboard player. I think there was a singer. I don't remember. And then there was somebody else. There was an orange dude. There was a pink girl. There was a blue dude, and there was a purple girl. I don't remember their names, but I remember like the colors they were wearing.
They were wearing the colors.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like No.
They were wearing the colors, and they would like. I don't remember like the premise of it, but I just remember at the end they would always grab their instruments and then play like outro music.
That's cool.
And that was that.
What's the one where he has like blue hair? And he's like a science kid or something.
Sid the Science Kid.
No.
Blue hair.
No.
His hair was more purple.
Was it? I don't. I can't remember anything.
Sid's hair was more purple.
Back it off. I'm looking for my friend.
Huh? Yes.
I'm looking for you. Yeah, there's Sid. Gabriella. What I can do.
That's Sid the Science Kid. We're talking about the same thing.
Okay, well, I couldn't remember the title.
Okay. I sound like Brian from Family Guy.
Oh my God. We're talking about childhood shows here, not Family Guy. Family Guy is not a childhood show.
I think I watched like Futurama and Simpsons when I was
seeing something like that on like the TV when it's like late at night and you come downstairs and you'd be like, oh, people, big boy, big people.
I was always scared to watch Adult Swim. Cause like,
yeah, no, for real.
Every time Cartoon Network would turn off, speaking of Adult Swim, changed their times. So instead of them starting at like, I think it was 7 or 8, they start at like 5 now.
5?
Yeah, they start at 5. So they can get more runtime.
Bro, that's crazy.
For their show more shows. And like, I told Max that, and he was like, why did they change it? And I was like, I don't know, it's weird too. So yeah, Cartoon Network ends at 4. And then Adult Swim. Yeah, 4 Central Time, and then Adult Swim.
I'm actually kind of upset about that, because that is like prime time when you get home, and you come home and watch the TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
You get released at like 3, and it takes a little while to get home, and now you've only got like, at best, probably like 30 minutes to watch
Cartoon Network. And I remember Cartoon Network always ends with either Teen Titans Go or Amazing
World.
Yeah,
I used to love those two. Those were the best.
I used to like Teen Titans Go.
I got too old for Teen Titans Go, and I was like, man, this show is just a lot of fart jokes.
No, yeah, it is. You start to realize it's like, dang, this show don't really hit as much
different
as it
now.
Used to.
Yeah. But Amazing World of Gumball was always so funny.
I love Amazing World of Gumball.
It gave me regular show vibes. Which is another good one. But
do y'all know Yo Gabba Gabba?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Whoops.
My favorite one was, I don't remember their names, but I remember the red dude, the pink girl, the yellow robot. I think she was the girl. Was she a shark?
Oh yeah, now I remember. Yeah, Gabba. I remember the name, but now I remember the people. Yeah, I watched that when I was like young.
The green dude. I hated the green dude.
The green dude was one of my favorites, I think.
And then the red dude's voice got on my nerves. The green dude.
The green dude, because I don't like his colors.
I think we're forgetting one. Elmo.
Elmo. La 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 la. La 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 la. Y'all know that one rock episode with Elmo?
Yes.
Where I think her name was Susie and she had a pet rock and his name was Rocco.
Oh, and he got so mad. Yeah, I remember
that. Hated.
He was like, "That's not hated. A pet. It's a rock. What you watch? I'm throwing through the window." That did not happen in the show.
Imagine Elmo threw the rock at the window.
Got here.
Y'all remember Oscar the Grouch?
Yes.
Oscar the Grouch.
So no. Real for being so grouchy, man.
You don't know Oscar the Grouch.
Older you get, the more you respect and understand him, bro.
Same thing with like SpongeBob. Like Squidward was always such a sound.
Yes. I saw this thing that said when you're kids, you relate more to SpongeBob and Patrick, but as you get older, you feel more like Squidward.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so real. That is so true.
Patrick gets on my nerves now. I was like, are you that dumb?
My dad always calls me Patrick.
Are you that dumb?
My dad calls me Patrick.
Oh, no.
No. He said, stop being Patrick Star over there. Come on. And I'm like, I can't help it.
Y'all, Adventure Time?
Adventure Time.
Adventure Time. Come on, grab your friends. Let's go to very distant lands. Okay,
what was your favorite
lands?
Characters?
Take the dog and feed the
character.
Human. Oh. The fun will never
I didn't really watch it that much, but I think Jake was probably my favorite. It just like as of right now, because it's so cool. Like that power that he has, just turn it anything. Like the Mr. Fantastic is really cool.
I like the Ice King.
Ice King is funny.
Yo,
the lore of the show is crazy. When I learned that, that was cool. I should probably watch Adventure Time, find where it is somewhere, and like watch it.
Have y'all seen the spinoff Fiona and Kate?
No,
you haven't seen the spinoff.
Oh wait, yes I have. Okay, I remember them now.
Because Ice King would tell the story about Fiona and Kate, like he made his own little thing based off of Finn and Jake.
Bro.
And it was Kate was a cat.
Yeah, I can't say.
No, Kate was a cat and Fiona was the female version of Finn, and then there was Marshall Lee was replacing Marceline, and then
it was like they did a whole like gender bent kind of thing.
Everybody had a crush on Marshall Lee. I understand those now, cool. But back then I was like, really?
No,
but,
huh?
No, yeah, yes. I understand now.
Yes,
but yeah,
this is fun.
Thank you, everybody who's tuned in. Oh, no, thank you for listening.
Yeah, we have to leave.
Yes, we have to dip,
yapping.
Unfortunately.
Yapping.
We'll be back next Wednesday to yap some more.
At the same time.
Bye.